You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll hear from a fitness specialist who works to help seniors live a healthy and active lifestyle.
First, Election Day is just over a week away. In addition to voting for national and statewide races, voters will also be weighing in on referendums for their local school systems around the state. Many school systems use referendums to raise more money when state education aid drops. So far, 36 districts in the state have passed funding referendums this year, with many more on the ballot next week.
Many rural school districts are turning toward these referendums as they face the problem of lower state education aid along with declining enrollment. Kim Kokel joins us now. He's executive director of the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance. Kim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob and Veronica. Appreciate it.
Kim, tell us, first of all, what kind of things are rural school districts in particular looking for in this latest series of referendums?
The majority of them are, you know, operational budgets, and a lot of them, you know, just to keep the doors open and the buildings running and keep staff on hand.
And as I understand it, in the past, usually you'd use a referendum for some special thing, a capital thing, building a new school or something like that. Is it unusual to see this many schools using it just for, as you say, operating expenses?
It's kind of the way budgeting is going right now. I mean, over the last 4 to 5 years, that's the way many of the districts plan their budgeting, just because there's such a shortfall on what the state is providing financially. You know, perfect example, you know, this last year there was right around $122 million put into the budget for education. Unfortunately, with the revenue caps, all that money did not go towards the schools per se, as it went towards property tax relief. So that leaves many of our rural districts, you know, with shortfalls.
Let's talk about that revenue cap issue now. This is a recent change over the last 5 years or so. What does it mean for a school district in practice, the idea of a revenue cap?
Well, really, the revenue caps have been in place since the 90s, and they were actually put in for a short-term response to some stuff that Governor Thompson put in, and they were supposed to sunset like in 96, 97, but that never happened. And so with the revenue caps now, they haven't kept up with inflation. And, you know, so any additional money that districts are getting just goes back for property tax relief, and really isn't, the districts can't use it per se for the things they need in the schools.
And we also mentioned the idea of declining enrollment. Now, this is a rural school problem in particular. How is that affecting districts?
Well, you take the declining enrollment along with high poverty that many of our small rural districts are, you know, find themselves in. It does have some impact on how the funding formula works also, because a lot of those districts are in recreational areas that have high property values. And so you put that high property value, it looks like it's a rich district, but, you know, they have declining enrollment and high poverty. And so in the formula, they look like a rich district, but they really aren't. So they're not getting as much money to help support them as they should.
Talking to Kim Kokel from the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance, a lot of areas around the state will see a school referendum on their local ballot, particularly in rural school districts. Talking about some of the particular fiscal challenges for Wisconsin's rural schools. We've heard lately, Kim, about some changes in the way schools can hire and retain teachers, and some rural districts, especially for some teacher specialties, having a hard time competing in the market for teachers. Are you seeing that in a lot of your member districts?
A lot of our member districts are dealing with that. But, you know, overall, you got to look at, there is also a teacher shortage statewide. You know, so when you take that into play, you know, not as many kids going into education that used to go into education, you know, it just makes the market tighter. And, you know, unfortunately, the larger districts, especially in the suburban areas, have the money that they can, for lack of a better term, outbid our rural districts. You know, prior to Act 10, you know, when we were able to give better benefit packages, a lot of rural districts could compete with the suburban schools by offering better, you know, solid benefit packages. But a lot of that was lost after Act 10. So it really kind of swung the playing field on the rural districts.
A lot of schools, as we've said, are trying to deal with these problems via a referendum. A bunch passed earlier this year, more on the ballot next week now. Is this a long-term solution, or is this just a Band-Aid, Kim?
Well, it's a Band-Aid right now. Like I said earlier, it's just how a lot of districts are surviving. Something seriously has to happen at the state level. Either something, an increase in the revenue caps, or the full funding that is needed out there, and making sure every student is worth the same amount. If you look from district to district, kids are looked at differently by where they live, and aren't always worth the same amount, if that makes sense to you, the way the funding formula works right now. And, ideally, some things that could need to happen, like I said, we've got to do something with the revenue cap. One of our recommendations to the governor's office for this upcoming budget is to raise the revenue cap by $200 per student, which would get us caught up somewhat, and not all the way, but will, put us in a better place. But I think, somebody has to take on and really take a serious look at the funding formula that is very outdated and is not meeting the needs of all students in the state of Wisconsin.
Over the years, some people have said we have too many school districts in Wisconsin. There's redundant services, things like that. The answer could be consolidating some of these rural school districts, which would lead to school districts that serve a much wider area. Is that, Kim, something that some schools are considering?
There are districts out there that are considering it. There is a new term that was put in the last budget session. It's called whole grade sharing, and it's been used in Iowa and Minnesota where, some small districts, if they really find that, it might be best to consolidate, instead of forced consolidation, it offers them an opportunity to get together, that District A and District B say, we might be a good fit for each other. You sign a five-year contract, and then you work together over those 5 years to see, is consolidation really going to work for you? And I know there are some districts that have an interest in that piece. The piece that was left out in the last budget cycle was the financial incentive to help with transportation. In Iowa, it's like one-tenth of their student per pupil cost, which is about $630 per student in Iowa. And it really helps offset some of those costs during that five-year period when you're transporting kids to a further district. And I'm sure you've heard about high transportation districts in the state of Wisconsin. We're not fully funded there either. So any additional help with this incentive for the whole grade sharing, I think, would encourage some smaller districts to take a look at, combining.
People have pointed toward a growth in voucher school funding as a problem for schools, and I guess I've heard more about that in urban and maybe suburban areas. Is this an issue for rural schools as well?
Where it really impacts the rural districts, some of our rural districts that are, on the edge of some of the suburban areas that do have voucher schools are impacted, but the majority of our districts don't have voucher students per se, but where they're being impacted is in the state aid formula. Each year, because that piece of the pie is getting smaller and smaller with more students going into the voucher system. And so that makes the piece of the pie for state aid and things like that for our rural public schools, that piece of the pie gets smaller and smaller, is going to get smaller and smaller each year as the voucher program continues to increase. And that's where that real impact is for our rural districts.
Kim, you mentioned a couple changes, revenue cap increases, funding increases from the state. That would have to come from the state legislature and the governor. Do you get the sense that people are listening when you're talking about this? Do they see a sense of urgency facing Wisconsin's rural schools?
I would say yes, there are some that are. I think there are others that don't want to take it on. I would also put out a big shout out to many of our local taxpayers, because they are saying education is important, and that's been proven, with the number of referendums that have been passed in the last couple of years, because they do know the importance of education. And I think it's time for our leaders at the state level to see that education is important, again, in the state of Wisconsin, and, local people are willing to pay some additional taxes to keep quality schools in their districts.
As we wrap up, Kim, what do you wish people outside of the rural parts of Wisconsin knew about the districts you work with?
Our organization, we have 199 members, and out of that 199, 145 are rural school districts. We also have some of the universities and technical colleges as part of our organization, along with 11 of the 12 CSUs. So it's a very wide swath that we cut with our rural groups here, and we continue to grow. We have a state conference coming up next week up in Stevens Point on November 9th and 10th that showcases some of the great things that are going on in our rural schools. We're also going to have a number of speakers there talking about many of the challenges that we're going to be facing right now, and some research that's been done on those. So,
Kim, thanks a lot for joining us today, Kim.
Thank you very much.
That's Kim Kokel, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance. He joined us to talk about challenges facing rural school districts as we see a lot of referendums on the ballot on Election Day.